வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 19th of May 1975 in Melbourne, Australia.
This is a conversation between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit, 5,000 years ago, he was the emperor of the whole world. Formerly, up to 5,000 years ago, the whole world was being controlled and ruled over by kings whose capital was Hastinapur, New Delhi. There was only one flag, only one ruler, one scripture, Vedic scripture, and the Aryans, the Arya, they were the civilized persons. You, Europeans, Americans, you are also Aryans, Indo-European stock, Maharaj Jajati, grandson of Maharaj Parikshit. He gave to his two sons the portion of Eastern Europe, Greek and Roman. That is the history. Mahabharata. Mahabharata means Great India. So, there was no different religion, one religion, Vedic religion. Vedic religion means to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Person, Absolute Truth. This is Vedic religion. Those who have read Bhagavad Gita, it is said that in the 15th chapter, Vedaishta Sarvai Ahamiva Vedyam. Vedic knowledge means to understand God. This is Vedic. Later on, with the progress of Kali Yuga means the dark age or the sinful age or the age for argument, unnecessary talks and fight. This is called Kali Yuga. That is going on. Since the last 5,000 years, the Kali Yuga has begun. And the beginning of Kali Yuga was cow slaughtering. When Maharaj Parikshit was touring all over the world, he saw one black man was attempting to kill one cow. And Maharaj Parikshit saw this, and immediately the cow was trembling for being slaughtered. And Maharaj Parikshit saw, who is this man trying to kill a cow in my kingdom? So immediately he took his sword. That is Kshatriya. Kshatriya means that khat means injury. And Trayate, it is called Kshatriya. There are persons who want to do harm to others. It has increased now. But during the time of Maharaj Parikshit's time, it was not allowed. The king is responsible. the government is responsible, that any one of his subject, either animal or man, he is not disturbed. He feels secure of his property, of his person. And it is the duty of Kshatriya to save, to protect. This was the system of government. So that's a long story. The Parikshit Maharaj was very pious. That was the system. A king, monarch, is supposed to give protection everyone within the kingdom. It doesn't matter whether he is man or animal, even trees. There was no law unnecessarily cutting or killing, no. Actually, if we are reasonable, national means anyone who is born in that land. At the present moment, the governments take care of the man only, not of the animals. What is this nationalism? What the animal has done, that they should not be protected. So this is called Kali Yuga, the sinful age. Sinful age. That is increasing. That is increasing. But during Maharaj Parikshit's time, nobody could do anything in justice. Therefore, it is said in the Shastra that kamam bhavarsa prajanya. Because everything was right, the nature's way of giving us all comforts, all necessities of life, that was also complete. As soon as you become injurious or harmful or disobedient to the laws of the king or God, king is supposed to be representative of God. Therefore, in India, the king is accepted as the representative of God. So, formerly, the kings were trained up in such a way that one man is sufficient to govern the whole universe, whole at least one planet. That was the system. King was so pious. There are many, statements about this king. Why they were pious? Because they were also governed, the kings were governed by first-class Brahmins, sages. The Brahmins should not take part in the management of the government, but they would advise the Kshatriya kings that he rule over the citizens like this. If the king would not do that, the Brahmins had so much power, there are many instances, they will dethrone the king or kill him. But they will not occupy the power themselves. His son will be given the chance. This was the system. So that Parikshit Maharaj was condemned to death within 7 days. That is also very nice, interesting. Not interesting very much, it is very sorry plight. That Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmin boy to die within 7 days, bitten by a snake. What is the incident? The incident was, the Maharaj Parikshit was in the forest hunting. Hunting is allowed only to the Kshatriya kings because they were to rule over, and formerly the rogues and rascals, by the order of king or king himself, would kill him immediately. So they had to practice how to kill. And that practice was done by hunting some ferocious animal in the forest, not for eating. Nowadays hunting is going on for eating purpose. No, that is not below. So Maharaj Parikshit was in the hunting excursion and he became very thirsty. So he entered one ashrama of saintly person. He was at that time meditation. So he entered and he asked him, "Give me drinking water, I am very thirsty." He thought it is ashram. But the sage who was engaged in meditation could not hear him. So the king became little disgusted that, "I am king, I am asking water and this man is silent." So he became little enraged and there was a dead snake. So he took that snake and coiled over his neck and went out. So he, one boy, he was 10, 12 years old. His friend, he was playing and his friends told him that the king has insulted your father in this way. And the boy became very angry. The king is so rude that he insulted my father. Wow, he saw that his dead snake is over his neck. He immediately cursed Maharaj Parikshit that he will die within 7 days, bitten by a snake. So, when he was crying very loudly and this, sound was going on, the saintly person, the sage, he got up, what has happened? My dear boy, you are crying. No, the king has insulted you. So I have cursed. Oh, he became very sorry that you have cursed such a saintly king. Oh, you have brought defamation to the whole Brahmin community. You allowed Kali Yuga to come in. It is Kali Yuga's conspiracy. Anyway, he sent the news to the king that my son foolishly has cursed you. This is bad. What can I do? It is God's wish, it has been done. So you be prepared. Now just see, even a boy born of a Brahmin, how much he was powerful. If a 10 years boy old, he could curse such a great king and he had to abide by that. This was the condition of Kshatriya, Brahmana and Vaishya and Sudra. Chatudvarnang mayasishtam gunagarma vibhag. The human society, by the will of God, there are 4 classes of men. The first class is the Brahmin. The second class, the Kshatriya. The third class, the Vaishyas. And all others, 4th class, Shudras. So, at the present moment, practically there is no Brahmin, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. Only Shudras, 4th class men. So you cannot expect any happiness guided by the 4th class men. That is not possible. Therefore, throughout the whole world, there is chaotic condition. Nobody is happy. So, this is essential that the human society must be divided into 4 divisions. The Brahmin class means the 1st class, ideal man. So that by the seeing their character, their behavior, others will try to follow. Yajjad acharati sreshtha. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to create some 1st class man. This is Krishna consciousness, this moment. So, therefore, we have got these rules and regulations. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. This is the preliminary qualification of a first class man. So we are trying our bit to make some man ideal first class man. But formerly it was there. Chatur is still there. You don't think that all men are of the same intelligence or same category. No. Still there as intelligent class of men, just like those who are scientists, who are philosophers, religionists, they are supposed to be first class men. But unfortunately, now nobody can recognize who is first class and last class. So, for proper management of the whole society, the first class, second class, third class, men must be there. Just like in your body, there are different parts of the body, the head, the arm, the belly, and the leg. This is natural. So without head, if we have simply the arms and belly and legs, it is a dead body. So unless you are guided, the human society, by the first class man, the whole society is dead society. There must be division. According to Chatur Bannam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma, not by birth, but by quality. So anyone can be trained up first class, second class, as he likes. That is called civilization. Some man should be trained up as first class man. Some man should be trained up as second-class man, and some man should be trained up as third-class man. And balance who cannot be trained up, they can assist the other three higher class. That is called Shudra. If he is properly trained up, if he is willing to take the instruction, he can be made first class. Never mind. By birth one may be born in a low class, it doesn't matter. But by training he can become first class. That is the injunction of the Bhagavad Gita. Maṁ hipārtha bhapāśritya jepiṣu pāpajonaya striyā śudrā tathā vaiṣyā stepi jānti parāṅgati. Parāṅgati. Parāṅgati means to go back to home, back to God. That is our real home, the spiritual world. And live there eternally, blissfully, with full knowledge. That is our real position. So here we have come in this material world for material enjoyment. And the more we are making plan for material enjoyment, the more we are becoming entangled. That we do not know. They are thinking that material sense enjoyment is the aim of life. No, that is not the aim of life. That is the way to become more and more entangled. For sense enjoyment, I have got this now body, Indian body, you have got this Australian or American or European body. But you have to change this body. Tatha dehantara prapti. We are eternal. Najayate namriyate vakadachi. The soul does not take birth, neither it dies. We simply change body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Just like we are changing our body. In mother's womb, we had a small body. It grows, and we come out. Again it grows. Growth, it is not actually growing, it is changing. The child is changing his body to baby, the baby is changing his body to boy, and the boy is changing his body to youthhood, then in this way you are changing body. That you have got experience. You had a child's body, you remember. Or you had a boy's body, you remember. But the body is no longer existing. But you are existing. Therefore, the conclusion is that when this body will be no more fit for existing, we shall have to accept another body. This is called tatha dehantara prapti. So we have to change. That is nature's law. The soul is immortal. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit na hannate hannamane sarire. The soul is not finished. Simply a particular type of body being finished. No. The people do not know it. And because they are simply engaged in sinful activities, their brain has become so dull that they cannot understand the simple truth that as you are changing body in this life, therefore you change this body to another life. This is very simple truth. But at the advancement of material civilization, we have become so dull and rascal that we cannot understand. But India is still, although it is so fallen, you go to a remote village, a common man, he has no education, he believes. He believes. And here, in the Western countries, I saw many, many big, big professors. They have no idea. I met one big professor, Kotovsky, in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, after finishing this body, everything is finished. You see, he's a big professor and in charge of a very big department, Indology. He has no idea. But this is not the fact. The fact is that we are all sparks, spiritual spark, part and parcel of God. Somehow or other, we have come into this material world for sense enjoyment. In the spiritual world, there is no sense enjoyment. There is sense purification. In the material world, the senses are impure. They simply want to enjoy material things. So Krishna consciousness means that you have to purify your senses. That is the way. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchya. This bhakti means that we have to clear ourselves from the designation. What is that designation? Everyone is thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am European, I am Australian, I am cat, I am dog, I am this and that, bodily. We have to cleanse this bodily conception of life, that I am not this body. Aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. This you have to realize. Then there will be no distinction that here is an American, here is an Australian, here is a Hindu, here is a Muslim, here is a tree, here. No. Pandita samadarshina. Pandita means learned, one who knows things as they are. For them, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Sunichecha Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshana. A person very learned, Vidya, and very gentle. Vidya means, educated means he is gentle, sober. He is not rogues and ruffian. That is Vidya. That is the taste of education. He must be very educated, sober and silent. That is called gentleman in one word. So Vidyavinaya, one gentleman, very learned scholar. Vidyavinaya sambhane brahmani govi and a cow and hasti an elephant. Vidyavinaya sampanne brahmani govi hastine and sunich. Sunich means dog. And sapa. Sapa means a dog eater. There are many persons, they prefer to eat different types of flesh. But one who eats the dog flesh, he is considered to be very lower class. So sunicheta sapakecha, pandita samadarsha, one who is pandit, learned, he sees everyone, them, on the same level. What is that same level? Spirit soul. He does not see the outward body. That is called brahmadarsha. Pandita samadarsana. And if one becomes situated in that position, brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sochati na kankati, samas sarvesu bhuteshu madbhakti lavati para. When one is self-realized that he is not this body, he is the spirit soul, brahma bhuta, then what are the symptoms? Na prasannatma. He becomes immediately very jolly. So long we are materially engrossed, bodily concept of life, there will always anxiety. This is the test. Anyone who is in anxiety means he is materially situated. And anyone who is elevated to the spiritual platform, he is prasannatma, he is jolly. What is the meaning of prasannatma? Na sochati, na kankati. He does not want anything, and if anything he has got, if he is lost, he does not cry for it. That's all. Here in the material world, we are hankering after something which we do not possess. And if we possess something, if it is lost, then we cry. Two business. Sochana and akanka. Everyone is trying to be very big bad. That is called akanka. And if he is lost of his possession, then he cries. So these two things will be finished if you become spiritually situated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankati samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Unless one is spiritually realized, he cannot see equally everyone. Then, samas sarvesu madhavakti labhate para. Then one can become real devotee of the Lord. After surpassing the brahma-bhuta stage. So this bhakti life is not so easy. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have installed the deity here in your country. You are very fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to your country to teach you how you become free of all anxieties. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Everyone is full of anxiety, but everyone can be free from all the anxieties if he follows the path chalked out by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction? Very simple. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva kevalam kalau nastiyo, 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 gatinanda. This is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal version. This is in the scripture, Vedic scripture, beyond Naradiya Purana. This instruction is there. As people are fallen in this age, the method also has been offered very simply. They cannot follow any strong or severe austerities. It is not possible. They have been recommended simply to chant the holy name of God. That's all. Anyone can do. It is not difficult at all. Then if you say that you are from India, your Chaitanya is Indian, and he is recommending Hare Krishna, why shall I chant? I have got my own God. All right. If you have got your own God, then you chant His name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't say that you chant simply Krishna's name. If you have got any relationship with God, and if you know His name and address, then you chant His name. Unfortunately, you do not know who is God. Neither you know His address, neither His activities. So take this Krishna. Here is a solid name, and He give you His address, His father's name, His mother's name, everything. So, if you have got your own God's name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can chant. Have you got any name? Anyone? God's name? Nobody knows?
Jehovah.
All right, you chant Jehovah. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. That if you think that this is God's name, you chant. Nam nam kari bahuda nijasatva shakti tatrarpita niyamitas maranena kal. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. That holy name of God is as good as God. We cannot see God. We can see, but not immediately. When we are advanced, we can see God, talk with Him. But because we are not competent now, so if we know this is the name of God, let us chant Him. That's all. This is a very difficult job. Anyone will say it is a very difficult job? Chant the name of, holy name of God. Then what will happen? Chita darpanamad. Your, if you chant the holy name of God, then your heart, which is considered to be mirror, just like you see your face on the mirror, similarly, you can see your position on the mirror of the heart, core of the heart. You can see. That is called meditation. So, at the present moment, our heart is covered with the dust of material consciousness. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that, I am that. This is all dust. You have to cleanse this. Just like on the mirror, if there is a layer of dust, you cleanse it, then you see your real face. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Darpana Marjanam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, He'll gradually cleanse the dust which is covering the core of your heart. Very simple. Go on chanting. And then, what will be the position? Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhapanam. This blazing fire of anxieties of material existence will be over immediately. Simply by this method. Chanting. If you have got any name, if you have got objection to chant Hare Krishna, so whatever name of God you know, you chant. This is our movement. We don't say that you have to. But this is accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Nama. So, if you have no objection, you can chant Hare Krishna. And if you think that the Hare Krishna is imported from India, we shall not chant. All right, you chant your own God's name. Where is the objection? But chant the name of Holy Name of God. That is our purpose. Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhapanam. And as soon as you become cleansed of your heart, then the anxiety, nasurjati nakanga, will gradually increase. Then you will understand that I am neither American, neither Indian, nor cat, nor dog, but I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Then, if you understand that you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, then you will understand your business. Just like in your body, you have got so many parts and parcels. You have got the hands, you have got the legs, you have got the head, you have got the fingers, you have got the ear, you have got the nose, so many parts. So what is the business of all these parts of your body? The business of parts of the body to maintain the body properly, to serve the body. Just like this finger is there, I am feeling some discomfort immediately. My finger comes and serves automatically. Therefore the conclusion is that it is the business of the part and parcel of God to serve God. That is the only business. Natural business. So when you are engaged in the service of the Lord, because you understand by chanting the holy name of the Lord, you will understand who is Lord and what is His advice, what does He want, service from me, then you will be engaged in that service. That is the perfection of your life. This is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Chita Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbapanam Sriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. And as soon as you become cleansed of all dirty things, then your actual progress of life begins. Just like Kairava Chandrika, just like the moon, on the first day it is just like a line, then gradually increases the body and the moon sign increases. Therefore this comparison is given. The more you become Krishna conscious, the shining of your light increases. Say, Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Then this life will be full of knowledge. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. Anandambadhi Vardhanam. And to increase the life of knowledge means ananda. Ananda means pleasure. We want pleasure. So you'll get more and more pleasing life. Anandambadhi Vardhanam. And Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. And every step of life, as we are in the material way of life, we are experiencing only unpleasant difficulties. The just opposite. Anandambudhi Ambudhi means the ocean. So this ocean does not increase. But when you come to the spiritual ocean of ananda, blissfulness, it will increase daily. Just like these boys, they are coming from Europe, America, they are not Indians. But why they are sticking to this Krishna consciousness? Unless they are increasing their transcendental pleasure. They are not fools and ruskins. They are educated. Why they have taken to this Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam? It is increasing their transcendental pleasure. So anyone who takes to this process, he'll increase his Anandambudhi Vardhanam. Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. And he'll be able to test what is the meaning of life, what is the meaning of pleasure. Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. So this is the process our Krishna Consciousness Movement is spreading this knowledge as far as possible, and by Krishna's grace we have got this temple in Melbourne, and it is all very creditful to our disciple Srimad Madhur Vishwaswami, and you take advantage of it. That is my only request. If you do not do anything, simply come and join chanting, you'll gradually know, very soon. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Navaved Grayam Indriyai. The Krishna, His name, His form, His activities, His qualities, we cannot understand with these blunt material senses. It is not possible. Atasya Krishna Namadi Namave Grayam Indriyai. Then we have got this only possession, indriyas, how itself. Understand? Sevanmukhi Jivadu. If you engage your senses in the service of the Lord, Sameva Spuratas, then Krishna will reveal to you the hereafter. This is the cause. Now, this word is very significant. Sevanmukhehi jivhadu. Jivha means tongue. If you simply engage your tongue in the service of the Lord, you'll gradually. Then how to engage the tongue? It is not said that if you see or if you touch, if you smell, no. If you taste. So what is the business of the tongue? The business of the tongue that we can taste nice foodstuff and we can vibrate. Do these two jobs. Vibrate with your tongue Hare Krishna and take as much as possible prasad. And you become a devotee. Thank you very much.
Dog eater to become a
first-class man. Oh, yes. Engage this tongue for these two business. Chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. He'll forget dog eater. There is no exception. Everyone can become Krishna conscious if he follows beginning these two rules, chant Hare Krishna and take prasada. That's it. Taste it. Make a try. The temple is here. We are inviting. Come here. Do these two business. And our Madhubhusa Maharaj is ready to give you prasada and chance for dancing and singing. That's all. Where is the difficulty? You haven't got to pay for it. No loss. If there is any gain, why don't you try it?
Why is it necessary for someone to come here and chant Hare Krishna and take
just to, because here is the center. Everything is being done properly. You learn. They said you have to go to school or college to learn. So just similarly, if you have to take the education of spiritual life, they will come here and see how people are doing. Idea. And you should be ideal. If you are not ideal, then it will be useless, the open center. You behave nicely, they will come, they will see, and they will learn. If you go to some school and the professors are rascals, then what will you learn? It is both reciprocal. You shall act as professor, teachers, your life should be ideal, and they will come and see and they will learn.
He's just wondering how it was possible for one king to rule the whole world. Seems like it is very difficult. Nowadays we have so many leaders and they cannot manage.
They forget that. Where you are thinking that you cannot rule over, therefore others cannot. You are thinking in your turn, but there are possible. But that is not our field of activities. It is others, politics and... But let us, our business is how to improve our spiritual condition of life. Even if you don't rule over the world, it doesn't matter. So why you are anxious to rule over the world? It is not our business. You chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. All right, chant Hare Krishna.